can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for December 21st, 2022, episode 28. Curry and the Keeper. See, that's how you bring the energy into the show.
Yes, I need it. I need it.
You need a little bit of energy in the show. Hey, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Darling,
here we are again.
Let us cheers.
Cheers. I need a big gulp of this.
We got the big gulp size for you.
I'm in a sour mood.
Are you in a sour mood, love? Oh, okay. We'll hear about that. Well, let's drink this first.
Okay.
Oh, I knew you'd like it. I'm just looking at your face. You like it, right?
It is very full-bodied.
A very spectacular wine.
Yes.
That we have received from Rainey?
No, Renee. My
Renee
friend.
Renee with a Y?
Yeah, that's how you spell her name. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Renee's in our 75 Renee. Hard group.
Yes, I know Renee. I was like, who's Rainey?
It's my handwriting. I wrote it really fast.
You have beautiful handwriting. Normally, I have no problem reading that.
Renee sent this to us. Oh, gosh. It's been a while.
This is Caduceus? Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, it's a wine that the lead singer of the band Tool and A Perfect Circle, he owns this winery.
Oh.
And yes, huh. And I actually had a Perfect Circle CD a while ago. So I used to jam out to that too. She likes that music. Sorry. And so she looked him up, or I don't know how she knew, because she doesn't know anything about wine because she's a margarita drinker. But
that's also important to understand. Wrong with that.
His name is Maynard James Keenan. And he is a singer, like I said, from the rock band Tool and A Perfect Circle. And he owns this winery. And this is the 2020, I'm going to say Anubis,
I think is what it says. What would be the song by that you would have liked from
A Perfect Circle?
Yeah.
The Hollow. That's the one that I remember. This is going way back, probably 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at your little rock chick. Look at you go. I like that.
Yep.
Huh. Oh, that's a very, very Toolish type.
That's a perfect circle, though.
I know, but it's all that. I like that. I like that kind of bam, dun, taka, dun, dun, stabbing in your brain when you listen to it. Oh.
Great song. Yeah, anyway, so the wine is a 50% Cab, 30% Cabernet Franc, and 20%. I'm gonna butcher this. Aglianico?
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's delicious, Renee. Thank you so much.
There's a lot of writing on this. Weary traveler, calloused and sore. Time and gravity followed you here. Rest, my friends, and tell me all about the ocean.
Mm.
Spoils and trophies and burdens you've borne. Ooh.
Ooh.
Pay them no mind. They matter no more. Leave them behind and show me all about the ocean. Looking deep in your eyes, I've never seen the ocean, not like this one.
I wonder if those are lyrics.
That's lyrics from Pucifer.
Oh.
What is Pucifer? Like Pussy, Pussy Lucifer? What is Pucifer?
I don't know. That was another band that he was in.
Another band.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got lyrics on his wine bottle.
Oh, that's so cool. It's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Renee.
I like it. Yeah.
Yes, we've had it for a while. I labeled it and wouldn't let you touch it.
You know, every single bottle in this house is labeled and I'm not allowed to touch. And here's how it goes. I'm like, I just want a little glass of wine at dinner just before we start. And I start to open up a different bottle that has no markings on it. And immediately, why aren't you opening up the one we're having at the show? So, okay. And then I'm pouring it. Are you going to save some for me? Like, do you want now? No, during the show. And I'm like,
you were doing a heavy-handed pour.
Hey, but I should have just listened to myself. I shouldn't have, because I knew
had water.
I knew that you would just do nothing but give me shit
about
it.
You have such a hard life.
Well, if you'd like to hear about my life, sure. But let's listen to why you're in a sour mood, baby. What's going on?
Well, your major Christmas gift, you know this story, that I ordered for you.
It's a custom
gift. I ordered it.
The Austin Healey?
No, it's not that. That's for your birthday. No, I ordered it Thanksgiving, and I paid the extra fee to have it expedited so that it would show up before Christmas. They didn't get in touch with me at all. And so finally I sent an email yesterday saying, hey, like, what's the deal? Christmas is in 5 days. Am I going to get this? And they're like, oh, sorry.
Aww.
Supply issues. They never contacted me.
But it's interesting how this is bad for your life. I mean, it's my present.
No, it's your present. I know. No, I wanted it.
I'm just giving you shit.
Now you just have filler gifts.
There's like 25 filler. Boxes under the tree, filler none gifts. Of which are for you. Yours are in the corner right there.
I know. There's one present under the... No, Brian. I have a present from Brian under the tree.
Why don't you just in Christmas morning, just come in here, just open them up here.
We'll
just
cut I offered the to wrap them. I said, okay, do you want me to...
Let me just... Okay, stop. So, okay, here we are. We're back to our gift giving and how insane this is. We have different traditions. It's okay. We come from different backgrounds. Where I come from is, you know, you surprise someone with a gift. And even if it is the wrong color Tiffany wallet, you smile and say, I love you. Thank you very much. You come from, here's my list. Here's what I want. Now, I had to go in. I had to get sizes for you. This is completely impossible. But then you literally are saying, are you going to wrap those yourself? I said, yeah. Well, would you like me to wrap them? No. Because, of course, they have to be in the same wrapping paper. They have to be the right color. And you know I'm a shitty wrapper.
I'm just trying to help you out since I know what they are.
It's all just for the aesthetic. You just want the tree to look good. You don't care about my gifts. Well, you just want the tree to look good.
No, that's not true. That's okay.
A little bit true, maybe.
No, so I'm just a little bummed because it's such a cool gift. It's so cool. And they...
I understand.
And you know me. You wait until I get it. I'm gonna write a review, and you're gonna hear it from me because I'm a communications professional and I'm market research. I'm all over that, and they're gonna hear it from me.
Did they care when you?
Told them they were fraudulent in their marketing practices. That was the only reason why.
So I will have no gift at all. This gift is not coming. This thing is not. Whatever it is, it's not coming. It's like they're like, screw that old Karen.
Who are you calling old?
Sorry. So this is exactly what I was talking to Pastor Jimmy about. I said, Tina's really gotten pretty good at this podcasting thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm cheering up. I've had a few sips of wine and I'm loosening up now.
Okay.
So.
Oh, good. Oh, good, darling. Well, so, the season is here. We are very excited. We're getting our Arctic blast.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
We just need a foot of snow, and then it'll be like a white.
Happen. No. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's going to be frozen.
The way the weather patterns look, it's going to be really bad in north of Oklahoma.
Oh. My sister's in Northwest Indiana. Are bracing for like 18 inches of snow.
Yeah, because you got the Arctic blast coming in. It's a little higher than they expected. It may not even get that cold here. They thought it would go down to 13.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it'll be nice and chilly. It's supposed to be for Christmas. It'll be nice.
It'll definitely be nice and chilly.
It'll be nice. But hey, it's so nice to have my husband back.
Hello,
everybody.
Baby.
I finally got kissed last night.
Yes,
it's been almost a month. Adam would not really even let me kiss him. It wouldn't let me inspect his teeth. Wouldn't let me get close. And finally I have my husband back. How's it going? Fill us in.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Let me tell you what's going on in my life right now. Yeah. So this is week. Yesterday was the fourth week.
Third week.
Mm-hmm. And I had my stitches taken out, which was really nice because, you know, I just had, you know, threads. And these were not dissolvable. This is all special, you know, for the Healy. Cat gut, exactly. And so Captain Mitch Maverick, he's pulling these stitches out and he's talking some bull crap story about barbershop poles and I don't know. It's like, you're just trying to distract. That hurts, man. Taking those out. He says, I'm sorry. He said, no.
No, you're not.
This is, yeah, you're right. I'm not. We are going flying.
I know you have
January.
A new friend.
I do, but totally.
Adam comes home. He's like, I walk in. I say hi to all the ladies. Hello.
They all love me.
Oh, brother.
I know. Shades of your dad. I know. That's not how I meant to come across.
And how was it when you went to see Hollywood today? You had to go see
Doc. So I went to see Doc. Yeah. To get the top ones.
Cemented in.
Cemented in. everybody's like, hi, Adam.
Oh, brother.
You're all checked in. You're good to go. And Sarah, who was the assistant, she's helped with other things. She did the long session where, you know, we put the bridge in.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's just like, these look so good.
Yeah, they do.
And I told Doc Hollywood, Zach, I said, dude, everyone really, really thinks these are good. And, you know, it's only a couple $100 and we can have the grill made. He can poop them right out of the computer, as many as you want. He says, let's give it a couple more weeks, you know, just so everything
is
good. Are
you going to really have it done? Oh, my gosh.
We can choose anything we want.
You have a limited amount of time because you're going to get your implants in, what, maybe four months?
Well, that's I'm going to be pretty bored of these. By then, I want to have a little Madonna bling going on.
The only way I would say that you should get them, you should say no agenda, if we go to a meetup.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's easy to do. It's easily interchangeable. They all thought it was hilarious.
If I just get a really good picture of you, I could just superimpose the letters in Canva and I could send it out that way.
You don't understand me, do you? At all. You just don't get me.
So how are you feeling?
Thank you for asking.
Yes. Share it with the world.
So in general, this process so far, which we're in week four, right? This is week four.
It was 3 weeks yesterday,
right,
that you had your surgery.
But I was gearing up a week, but I stopped smoking a week before,
yeah,
which I still have not smoked, and I have no intention to go back to that.
I'm so proud of you, and you're eating like a horse.
Yeah.
And your smell has changed, and your taste buds have got to be changing as well.
I walked into the garage, I'm like, does this smell dank to you, this garage?
I'm like, no, it smells normal.
Okay. I mean, maybe I was super sensitive, but yeah, my hearing is somewhat better. We'll have to test that to make sure, but taste, yeah, definitely. I am eating a lot more. And everything's been pretty easy. What they don't put in the brochure is all the stuff you do with your mouth that you have to relearn or get used to.
Yeah.
Because basically it's like having an artificial limb, like a wooden leg, only in your mouth, the whole leg. It feels like that sometimes. You go, this is thing. It's fake. So you have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to drink, how to eat an oyster.
How to kiss.
How to kiss. I said that today. I said I had to learn how to kiss my wife again. This is.
Yeah, it was a real dry spell.
Kiss, darling. Kiss. Kiss, okay? Kiss.
But you did have
You have to. Just everything is different. Everything. Yeah. Even whistling. After I had to learn how to whistle again, it wasn't hard, but just everything changes. And you have no idea how much you use your mouth and what functions. It's really insane.
And the process of you cleaning your teeth is way
I've got all kinds of brushes and sticks and syringes.
And you should see his
floss.
Mirror. His mirror is like a splash guard.
Like someone got shot in the head.
Every day. It's like
it's splattered all over. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
But again, thank you everybody who's been thinking of me and sending me well wishes
and
cards checking in and cards. And we went to the PO. I went to the PO box. Both PO boxes got tons of cards.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. We're sending Christmas cards next year.
As we said last year, I think, and the year before.
Yeah.
And I figure once.
Well, you didn't have a good smile.
How about now?
Yeah, beautiful.
And one, I think that we'll do Christmas cards right after our wedding album is finished. Is that about the same time? What is it with you and the wedding album? What happened? Because you are so good about these
things. I'm so cheap. I'm just such a cheap ass.
Is it because of cheap?
Yes, that's what it is. It's the money. The album that I want is not it's not inexpensive. But anyway, I want to go back to you though.
Oh, me too.
I want to go back to you.
Come on, back to me.
I want to talk about your...
You just looked at your list, so now I'm getting worried. What are you going to talk about?
Well, your gastro problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is... Okay. So, turns out, a combination, I think it's a combo of fentanyl, which is an opioid, which they used to knock me out, hydrocodone, which I didn't take a lot, but I think I took enough and, you know, cause it was every day for a week and a half or something. On top of that, the, protein shake probably.
Yes.
Anyway, I had so much literal gas plane that I had
pain.
I had a bump on my pelvis, the left side of my pelvis. I'm like, And I'm looking it up. And of course, when you look it up on WebMD, you have a hernia. And if you can't poop, you're about to die. You will die in 48 hours. So I'm talking to Tina. I was like, I think I need emergency surgery.
I know. You're like, should I go to the ER? I go, dude, you're constipated. Drink some Smooth Move. You'll be fine. And what else did I tell you? I said, go to McDonald's.
My goodness. I had to go to get my hair done. And I want to get my hair cut after the stitches
Wasn't that? You got your hair cut yesterday. It was before that.
Oh, was
you
it went Monday?
Somewhere. You went somewhere and you stopped literally and you said, got McDonald's.
Yeah, you literally said, if you want to poop quick, just pick up a McDonald's. And I did. And boy, you were right.
I know you texted me from the bathroom. Yes, it's working. Good suggestion.
It's only because I didn't want you to think that I'd passed out and died on the pot like Elvis.
And then the guy, Paul, who services our septic tank, really good friends with him now. And so I'm looking out the by our driveway and I'm like, who is this guy? He's looking at our generator and I walk out and I go, hello? He goes, yeah, I'm Paul. He goes, I'm waiting for Adam. He's in the can.
Because he called me like, hey, man, I'll be right. I'm in the can. See, men, we don't have to say much.
That's if so you say, gross.
I'm in the can, then it's like, then guys understand it. Hang up. We'll talk. We'll see you in a minute. Women, like, you have to go, well, you know, I'm in the ladies' room on the throne. I shall be there. No, guys, like, I'm on the
women
can.
Women don't hang out in the bathroom like men do. They just don't. We don't. We're in and out. We got things to do.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yes. 7 years ago. Yes, maybe.
What?
When we met. But now I've completely corrupted you. You go in with your iPhone, with your iPad. You go in with coffee. You go in with a Bible. I don't know what you're like doing communion in there. I don't know what you're doing. You are in there for at least 15, 20 minutes.
That is not true, Adam Curry.
Oh, how? Okay. Not always, but in the morning, yeah, you are in that bathroom and you are there for a long time. Don't tell me you're not.
Oh, anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling so really lucky. I feel like I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed. We have had such a great couple of weeks. We had the church-to-church walk the other day.
I want to just go back to your health before we go off.
My health is dynamite.
But I really think that all of the excellent beef that we've been consuming and how we do not eat processed food, I think that all of that really prepped you for a really, really good...
For good recovery. Good healing.
Absolutely.
Good healing.
I do.
And everyone looks in my mouth, believe it. Everyone's like, hey. And I guess dentists have their way of saying something. It's like... Look at that healing. That's good healing. I'm not quite sure why they say it that way, but
like, what's bad healing?
I don't know, but they probably just go. No, Zach was literally like, "Oh man, look at that's some good healing there. That's good." And that's the same thing that Mitch said. He's like, "This is good. Yeah, this is going well." And I agree. It's A, because I stopped putting fire on my face. That's definitely top of the list. And yeah, I think because of just our healthy diet and our healthy living. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I really think that makes a difference. Yeah.
I am really, really, really happy. And thank you, darling, for putting up with me and my it was difficult. It was certainly difficult because it's hard to explain with stuff that you can't see on the outside, just how messed up it is.
It's just a little confusing because one minute you're feeling fine, the next minute you're talking about a malady and the next minute you're fine and the next minute you're not. And yeah. I just, you know, tried to ride the roller coaster with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kept feeding you.
It's the stuff that you don't realize like, oh my God, I can't, you know, I couldn't, will I ever be able to chew steak? That's what I thought 2 weeks ago. So now, you know, it's different for everybody and they have no follow-up information. Like, here's the stuff that will be really weird.
Yeah.
There's no brochure on that, you know? It's just like, oh, okay, have fun.
So I just reflecting back about all the anxiousness and everything and look at you now. And you got a beautiful set of choppers.
I'm already so psyched for the permanence.
Yeah.
And for the fentanyl.
And it won't be an extensive hour and a half or so.
Yeah. It won't be too bad.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just going to try and keep all these other teeth that I have healthy and keep everything rocking and rolling and see how my allergies, so-called allergies are pretty much over except when I eat right now.
Yeah. That's pretty remarkable
because I'm still,
too.
You know, basically gumming food.
It's not quite like that, but you're eating basically anything, and we're consuming a lot of beef, of which I wanted to talk about because Paul had brought up about how he had a cow butchered.
He
took it to a processing place here in town.
Local, yeah.
And they stole some of his meat.
Yeah, they stole the backstrap.
Yeah, which is crazy. Is that like a prime cut? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can tell because I guess there's holes in the, maybe it's the ribeye. I can't think of, I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when he said it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's right. The backstrap. Yeah.
You're okay. Like, I'm going to look that up when I get in the house.
So you went in and, so I was saying, well, you know, we got some pretty good, people in the beef initiative now, and there's a new processing plant and looting. And so, but he was looking at the generator because he's like, we're going to hit that cold. And yeah, I got one of those. I've had one for years, just sitting there. I got to hook it up. I'm like, dude, you may want to hurry with that.
Yeah. Cause it's pretty extensive. But anyway, I thought that was interesting about the being careful where you take your cow and where they're being processed. Cause I didn't even think that could happen.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking of beef too. Sent a box of beef to my daughter and her boyfriend in Maine, and they're so excited.
So happy.
But yesterday I pulled out a beef tri-tip. Mm-hmm. Never made that before, and oh my gosh, was that delicious.
I'm
amazing myself.
Truly. Well, as my mom always said, if you can read, you can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Clark Curry, if you can read, you can cook. Now get cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You read and you follow the recipe, and unless the recipe is just no good, it's always dynamite.
Well, I used two different recipes for the tri-tip. So I made the rub and then I cooked it differently.
You use Black Rifle coffee.
Yes.
Which I think is the secret.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
Chili powder, onion, salt, garlic, salt.
And it was like 2 hours in the oven? How many?
It was 2 hours low at 225.
And that came out such...
Oh my gosh.
It was beautiful. We had it again tonight. We finished it off. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it gave me such gas. My whole pelvis was like...
Seriously?
I went to the bathroom. I went right out on the porch and like let one rip.
I don't need to know this. You're ruining my image of you in my head.
Oh, baby. Listen, I don't think about when you toot, okay? I know you do it. I know you fly around the room when I'm not looking.
Please. Anyway, really? Is that necessary?
Against the ceiling.
Is that necessary?
Well, you started it.
Anyway. Yeah, so it has been quite the busy last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And we have the tree up. Everything's good. Most importantly.
Yes.
We have our baby girl back.
Yes. Miss Fieber. She's over here snoring. Can you hear her? Oh, nope. She moved now. No. She was like, I keep looking at her.
Phoebe came back on Saturday after 3 weeks, which was, it was initially supposed to be maybe a week. And then the message came back. No, she's a reactive dog. We definitely would like to have her do the full program.
Yeah, I was hoping she was going to lean down a little, and she's still a little chunky.
I don't think she's chunky. No, I think I thought she was a little leaner. Because I know she didn't get as many treats, and she's not getting them now either.
Yes. So it was really, we were worried that she wasn't going to remember us, which is crazy. Yeah. So we were instructed to stay seated, and the trainer came in and kind of gave us more wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the things that we have now, we have some tools. We have a slip lead, which is the professional leash. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Hey, tool guy, this is good. I like your wine, man.
Yeah, Renee, good choice.
I like your music. I like your wine.
Yeah.
We have an e-collar.
Also known as a shock collar.
E-collar
just sounds nicer.
But it's not a shock collar. It's like one of those, you can strap them to your belly and it sends pulses so your stomach moves. That's what it's doing.
If you go up to 100 though, because it goes from 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah, we're on 10. Oh, no, that'll be pretty severe probably. That's a very common tool.
But that's how they trained her, basically. They trained her with this collar.
Yeah.
And it's kind of difficult because she's very thick around her neck. That's just the breed. And so we have to make sure we position it right. But she came in. So the trainer came in on Saturday and talked to us about about basically what she learned and what she was going to do. And then she brought her in. And so she's walking up to the door, and then Phoebe starts wagging her tail.
She sees us. But yes. She was not. She had to go on her place. Yes. She had to sit on her place. And she did. And she just sat there looking at us. And she'd hear your voice. She'd go, and her tail would wag because she couldn't get off her place. She wasn't allowed.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And so then, you know, she was allowed to come off, and she was just like, oh, she was hugging us.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, so we got our
initial. She was kind of mad, though, I think. She was kind of mad. She was a little aloof, like, what'd you guys do? Oh, I kind of felt it. Well, that's how I felt.
So then we had pretty much the first trial by fire Monday.
Gosh.
Monday we have Felicitas and her two assistants come in. They come in. They literally do.
Felicitas, she comes. She cleans our house on Mondays.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much only get people here who clean Airbnbs. So they do that level of cleaning.
If you're looking for deep cleaning, this is not the crew.
Not the place to get it. No. And I've asked my gay friends, and they no. So we can't get one either, Adam. And we know how to get good cleaners. Okay. So I had to put on. Now, normally, she's tried to, you know, nip at one.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Barking. It's always very stressful. I have to sit outside on the porch with her. Now she was on her place. She was complete. She tried to get off once.
It took her a while to like get on her place. Yeah. And you got her on there.
Yeah. And then she's on. She was fine. Then you went out on your walk, I think.
I went somewhere. I don't know.
And then the doorbell rang. It was the pest control guy. And man, that would have been mayhem before. And she did bark. I couldn't get, you know, I was like, making sure she was on her place, and I got her quiet, and she barked again. I got that guy. Anyway, it was pretty much day and night with what it was.
Yes. The pest guy was like, wow, she's doing really well.
It's like, she's not trying to kill me.
Yeah. Although she was barking quite a bit when he was outside. We had her up against the patio doors, and he was outside spraying, and she was barking quite a bit.
We have a quiet command, and we have to work on that one. But overall, and how she is outside, and the lady who jogs came by, and she was okay, and you know, I gave a little and she was okay, and she was calm, and then the lady could say hi, Phoebe, and then she came back from behind us like surprise attack, and it was all good.
And usually Phoebe lunges at people, crazy. And I'm learning. I mean, we're basically being trained now.
We're training. Now we're in training.
And so I'm making mistakes. I mean, just like I offered her a treat to get her to go to bed at night, and you're like, we just got to do the command to get her to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm learning, but this morning it was kind of...
Oh yeah, where I
we
zapped
had a trying
her really.
Morning. Yeah, you zapped the hell out of her today.
Yeah,
she cried.
Yeah, she went. Yeah, it had gone up to 16 without me knowing it. So I found how to lock down the number. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I took her to Tractor Supply. It was fine.
Yeah.
She's always been fine there. To the banks, and everyone's giving her treats, and everyone. Yeah, it's good. I feel like we have some control.
Yeah.
That at least we can have our friends over. She can be on place, and she won't.
Yeah.
We also got a lot of understanding about her character. She's not vicious.
No, she's not an aggressive dog at all. She gets very stressed out.
Yeah.
And we learned that you cannot pet a dog on their head because they cannot
see your hand.
Certainly
not that one. No.
And so you're supposed to go to the chest, her chest, or put your hand out. And we didn't know that. And a lot of people don't know that. I typically always put my hand out, but when you're around a dog for a little bit and you're like, oh, bye, Phoebe. No, she doesn't like that.
That doesn't work.
And she also confirmed kind of what I thought, which Phoebe's not used to being a house inside dog.
Right.
A house dog.
Yeah.
She's probably
ranch dog.
Yeah, yeah. She was probably a ranch dog. Yeah. So.
And the long story short, I should have listened to you months ago.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You were right. You said when I got the first trainer, which was not what we needed.
No, she was not very good.
You said, why not send her to boot camp? And I was like, I didn't like the idea, didn't like the sound of it. And we should have done that. That would have been better.
Yeah.
We should have done it
like the New York banker and his wife did.
Yeah.
Although, different situation. He hates his dog.
You think he does. He does seem to hate his dog. He's not very fond of him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's great to have her back.
Yeah.
And it feels like, I'm going to practice some off leash because she's worked on that too. We can do off leash and have her come back. Recall.
You're going to get a long leash. Oh, you should have got that at Tractor Supply today.
I didn't have one. I looked for one.
They didn't.
Didn't have one. No.
Okay.
No, we'll get one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're complete again.
Yes, our family's back together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I prayed for this. I just wanted it all to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just wanted it to work out.
I know.
And it did.
I know. So all good. It's all good. So I traveled now
some more drink.
Yeah. Go. Okay. Mm. So I traveled to Austin a couple weeks ago. My oldest daughter came in to do a workshop and I traveled to Austin. So I was able to spend some time with her and that was really a lot of fun. So I drove in Friday and got her settled at her Airbnb and then just headed home. And then Sunday I went back out because I wanted to make sure she got to the airport on Monday morning. And so I spent the time at the mall and then I actually met my BFF Brian for dinner.
Yeah. Are you trying to get a response out of me? Are you waiting for me to say something?
Well, so yeah, no.
Because you're not getting it from me.
But what was funny was at dinner, I said to him, I go, we were ordering. I go, I should ask where their beef is sourced. And he did. He did. Well, he did. And the girl just looked at us like, huh? Like she had no idea.
Sourced?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, we were at the Christmas party. Was that in between shows as well? The vaudeville Christmas party.
Yes.
And I met
Polly.
Polly. Yes. She's one of the, I think she's on city council.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think she's on Fredericksburg City Council. No? And I was saying, you know, hey, you know, we really need to do something with Fredericksburg besides drunk bridesmaids. She said, I like you. And she already hooked me up with someone, was like the guy who runs the culinary school. And they're talking about, you know, making it much more around food and, of course, wine.
And when are you going to have time to do this?
Well, I know. I'll just bring the beef initiative.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just connecting.
Okay.
I can't do anything. I'm not a beef guy. Okay. I'm just a consumer.
But
I can connect people. That's the idea. So yeah. I want to connect Slim with them, and you know, there's a beef initiative ranch.
Isn't it in Stonewall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to just expand this.
Yeah.
And part of it will be marketing. You know, that's really what it is. Come to Fredericksburg. Don't be just a drunken bridesmaid. Do other fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to the town highlight of the vaudeville holiday party.
You were drunk before we got in.
I was not.
I had to go. So, we had to leave
wait
early.
A minute.
You were like, ah, I'm tipsy.
I was not.
Hey.
I was not. Number one, I'm a lightweight these days. Okay. Can we just establish that?
I know, but when you're a lightweight, you shouldn't be drinking four glasses.
You were feeding it to me.
And now it's my fault?
Wait a minute. So we get there. So we pull up and I go, what time does this thing start? And you go, I don't know, 6:30. I go, are you sure? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where the email is. Yeah. I think it's 6:30. I'm like, okay. We go up to the door. They're like, sorry, we're not letting people in yet. I go, uh-huh.
Why do you leave it all up to me?
Exactly.
Seriously, you know better than that. You know that I'm not the guy to do these
things. Apparently, you've lost that job.
So then we go have a drink around
Martini's.
The corner, and then you're already drunk. And then we're like, okay. Well,
I was not
like, drunk. Hey, everybody, how you doing?
I was not.
Tina Marie in the house.
That was so untrue.
You were a little tipsy.
Well, by the time we left, because I had a glass of wine at the house. Did we have a glass of wine at dinner?
Yes, we did.
And then we had a glass of wine at Martini's.
Mm-hmm,
I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I was drinking champagne. And yeah. I mean, I
did. And then you were like, let's go home.
Well, we went outside. You were trying to eat shrimp with your fake teeth.
No, the shrimp was one thing. It was the oyster that was weird. I'm like, clink, clink, clink. It's like the shell is clinking against these ivories. Clink, clink, clink. Yeah, it was different.
But it was the party. It was really a lot of people there. They had showgirls. A lot of people, showgirls.
Only two sequins. Two sequin outfits.
Yes, yeah, but we did see Blake and Crystal Carrington.
Yeah. Crystal had a sequined outfit on. I think for next year.
And wasn't
year,
ABBA there too for some reason? I have that in my notes. Yes, I don't remember that.
Yes, it was. I think I said, hey, man, good to see ABBA here.
Oh, that's right.
We're sitting on the couch like two assholes critiquing everybody. I know. I think next year, we'll go much, much later and then we'll be, you know, more prepared and then we can stay. Because it's the VIP party, which is kind of that.
We're going to take friends, though. We're taking another couple with us.
Okay. Well, we had Mark and Julianne.
Yeah. Yeah. They met us. They know everybody, though, because they've been in the town a lot, you know, obviously longer than we have. And they know a lot of people. So they were out there, you know, mingling and everything. And next year we're bringing somebody with us.
Because you were hammered. You were like, let's go. I'm tired. Let's go.
You know what? I'm a lightweight. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, then you can't. I mean, I'm amazed that you had two glasses for this show. You're probably ruining the show.
Oh, what?
No more drink for you.
Well, you were complaining when I wasn't drinking, and now you're complaining now that I am.
Well, you became a lightweight. We used to down two bottles of champagne in one night.
And sadly, this is the last time I'm drinking until end of January.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? I'm actually so proud of you. So happy what you're doing. You look amazing.
I don't
use that word lightly at all.
No, I know you don't. But I've kept it up.
I see you naked. I'm like, wow. Oh my goodness. This is, look at,
nice
look at
my
wife.
Husband back
look at
as
my
I was
wife.
Saying.
Look at my wife. That's what I think.
Anyway, this is the last time I'm drinking until end of January. So, 75 hard.
Today?
No, I mean on the show.
That's right. Because the next show, that's okay.
Because January, it's dry January because it's 75 hard.
Right. And what is now? Is it the same group, the same people who are going to be?
Yes. Mm-hmm, a lot of us are doing the same. I don't know about Jake. Jake, are you doing it with us this time around? I don't know. There's some new people too. I've recruited new people.
Now, Jake would be perfect for this because you also have to jump into a cold shower for 5 minutes. And he could just jump in the ocean right off the sub.
Oh, he's in Hawaii, though. I mean, the ocean's not that off the sub. No, off the sub.
Isn't he in a sub?
He's periodically, submarine? Not all the time, though.
Yeah, they surface.
I think I'm going to just jump in our pool.
Oh, really?
I'm going to do
it's
the pool.
It's 53 degrees right now.
Yeah, that's people do cold plunge at 35 degrees. So I think I'm just going to do the
pool.
Well,
it's perfect for it.
I'm not going to do it for 5 minutes. There's no way. Normally,
I'll have to watch you. Make sure you don't get hypothermia.
Yeah. No, I won't do it. So, yes. So that starts January 1.
Well, I will watch.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be watching.
Yeah. I'm ready. I mean, I've been working out 6 days a week still. So that's not going to be the hard part. And we still eat pretty clean. So, yeah.
Very clean.
So then I won't be drunk all the time on the show.
I'll have to drink double duty once again.
But you came home with what, 6 bottles of champagne today? So we got to drink
pretty
all
much,
those. We got to drink all those before January 1st.
Well, there's a couple of those like small vous, which is like one shot. You know, you can drink it like a beer if you want.
Or you came home and you're like, let's open up one now. I'm like, what? I'll be sleeping in an hour.
I forgot. I haven't changed when I met you.
I know.
My teeth have gotten better. But otherwise, I'm the same guy, you know, I used to be. I used
I
to be stoned and I drink champagne all day with you. I'm still the same guy. If you wake up in the morning and say, hey, should we have cake and champagne? I'll be like, yeah, let me go crack the bottle.
No, we used to do that all the time. Yeah. And then I gained 20 pounds.
I think it was more like 30.
You are on a roll. You're on a roll tonight.
I love you, man. I have no idea how much you weigh. I'm not allowed to know. I've never picked you up in my life. I'm not allowed to pick my wife up because, I might figure out that she's 131 pounds. I might figure that out. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And even worse, you're like, I don't think you can heal. You can't handle me. You can't lift me.
I remember I think we mentioned this on one of the shows a long time ago. When we were buying this house and you go, hey, can I? And I go, no.
No, can't carry me over the threshold. No, not going to happen.
It's just a thing that I have. I don't like people picking me up.
Now,
I just don't.
Now, just to close the wine topic.
Okay.
I forget where I was, but you went out. Oh, wait. Pastor Jimmy came by. Because we're talking about his podcast.
Oh, I think I was out running around. I was.
Well, when did you go out shopping with Dame Annette?
We went to Andrea's house.
Yeah,
and she had a friend who had brought a lot of clothing from sample sales.
Is Andrea in finance?
No,
or cinema.
Andrea is in. No, she's in cosmetics.
Cosmetology,
like skincare.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Right. No, Annette and I went to her house, and she had a friend who's a rep for Free People. No, for Urban Outfitters. I don't remember.
Don't they own Free People?
Yes, they do.
Urban Outfitters.
And so she brought all her sample sizes, different clothing. And so Annette and I went, and it was a lot of fun. So
dude,
of course,
you came home.
I was,
and you were like, hi.
I was talking really loud, wasn't I?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, like. And like,
oh my God, you're making me sound like a lush.
No, you're a lightweight. That's the beauty part. It's because you're so light.
I had two glasses.
And you're like, hi, it was really good. I'm like,
you go, why are you talking so loud?
No, I did not say that. I was thinking to myself, oh, she's talking very loud. But you were happy. I was like, okay. And then you said, yeah. I said, oh, wait a minute. Did you have two glasses of wine? Said, yeah. Oh, okay. Now I get it.
But
didn't drive.
So Annette and I drove out to this. I don't even know. It's in Fredericksburg, but it's north of us. I don't even know. And so we get into the subdivision. It's a new subdivision and the lots are
like new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And Andrea lives, I think they have 13 acres. So she lives in a super modern house.
And that's a subdivision, a 13 acre plot.
Yes.
Wow. And so what is this whole division then? That must be huge.
It's called Admiral something. I don't know. But anyway,
Nimitz.
So
seriously, Admiral.
No,
Nimitz?
No, it's not. That's not it. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Anyway, so we get into this neighborhood. And we're driving through it and we're following, obviously, Google to get to her house. And we get to this cul-de-sac and it says, we're here. And I'm like, well, we're not here. We don't see the house. And I said, well, maybe we need to go up this hill. And so Annette drove up a hill, like four wheeling up a hill, and they were building houses up there.
Yeah.
And so we're looking around. We're like, this isn't it. So we ended up calling Andrea and she told us that she was
at the bottom of the hill,
all the way down, like, we were far away from her. So
yeah,
Annette was, she was afraid to drive down. So I drove her car down the hill.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Cause she was afraid to drive down. So
you're a good driver.
Yeah, I am a good driver.
You're a very good driver.
I've never had a speeding ticket ever. No. And I've only been pulled over once. And I think that was in.
What do you mean? You were pulled over here right in front of the school. What are you talking about? You flashed your boobs like, I'm sorry, Ossifer. Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't realize
it was Oliver Dad. Hello, Ossifer.
I've been pulled over.
And I have a podcast?
Here, I'll give you my card.
Well, the cop gave you his card?
No, I was going to give him my card.
Oh, you don't have a card.
No.
Do you have a card? No. When did you have cards made?
No, I've only been pulled over three times. So when I was really young and I was driving my RX-7, remember RX-7s?
Vroom,
it was stick shift. So I was,
five speed.
I was 20 years old. And so he pulled me over and I had a little pencil skirt on. So I was like shimming it down and I didn't get a ticket. Then.
Of course not.
The second time I was in Austin, I had met some friends for some cocktails and I was waiting for my friends to come. So I had turned off my lights and usually my lights are on auto.
Oh,
so I pulled out and sure enough, and I had had two beers.
Uh-oh.
And the Austin cop pulled me over. And my friend Dale was watching from a distance. He's like, oh my gosh, if they would have pulled you out of the car.
Step out of the car, man.
So anyway, so the guy's like, your lights are off. And where are you going? And where were you? And I said,
wait. What were you wearing?
I don't remember. So, but anyway, it ended with, hey, can I have your phone number just in case we need to get in touch with you?
Oh, wow. Cops, man. They have no shame. I love that.
And I was like, sure, here you go.
They're the same everywhere.
I didn't care.
Hi, just want to make sure that you're okay. Your lights are on.
Yeah.
Hi. He never called, did he? No, I didn't call.
No.
That's funny.
Anyway, how did we get to that? Oh, so anyway.
You're a good driver. I was saying you're a very good driver. You of course, like to side seat, back seat. You like to drive when someone else is driving. Tell me how to drive. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me this is bad. Slow down. It's 50 here.
I tap the window. Turn here.
That's literally. It's like, so you really, this lane is going to end. This lane is going to end.
Adam, how many times have I said to you, where are you going? And you're like,
I don't know. But this is part of the joy of life with you.
So I'm torn. Should I keep my mouth shut? Should I say something?
No, you got to say something because I'm going the wrong way. Definitely.
Anyway, going back to driving down the hill, we finally get to Andrea's house. And we had a...
Was it scary? What kind of incline was that?
I'd have to take you in it. It was pretty windy. And what was amazing... I was amazed that they were building houses up there.
Yeah, but they probably have different.
Could
kind
you
of
imagine
road.
The ice coming down that hill? No way.
Where I live, first place in Austin, Panorama Drive. Mm-hmm. There were sometimes I could not get down because exactly that because
same.
Of the ice.
Yep, yeah, same when I lived down. In Hogwarts. Yep, same it was thing. The same thing. But anyway, so we ended up going to Andrea's
Hogwarts.
House.
She did not actually live in Hogwarts.
We called it Hogwarts. You know. and then you know we just started drinking and having a good time, and we planned a progressive dinner that we're having on January 6th.
Oh yeah, so are we doing Zach's bus or not?
I sent it off to Andrea the information. I texted her, so she's going to get a quote.
Okay,
but yes, we're gonna. There's five couples and
so 10 people.
Mm-hmm, 10 people and 4 of us are.
Why is it called a progressive dinner? Is that a political thing that I'm unaware of?
No, because you progress through the meal. So you start with appetizer, then you go to salad, then you go to entree, then you go to dessert.
Everybody's house, everybody else's house.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Yeah. So then you get to meet everybody too. I mean, you've met Debbie and obviously, you know, Annette and Pastor Jimmy, but you haven't met Jeannie and her husband, Andrea, and Debbie and her husband. You haven't met her husband, Todd.
Nope.
So anyway, we have that planned. So that should be good. So, you know, a little bit of wine, got a progressive dinner planned.
I like it.
How about that? Yeah.
Okay. A couple things church related.
Yeah.
We did the church to church walk.
Yes.
Which was an incredible experience.
It was lovely. It was absolutely lovely.
The idea
lovely.
Is 4 churches and it was congregations from all kinds of, not all the churches. Anybody could, of course, join, I guess, because we didn't go to Bridge Church for any.
It was 3 Lutheran churches and a Catholic church where it was held. Mm-hmm.
And these are beautiful churches mm-hmm. and really, really pretty. And the St. Mary's, which we drive by all the time, never been in there. I mean, that's old school, classic, really good looking.
I'm sitting in there. We're sitting in the first pew. So different Thank pastors you. Spoke at the different churches.
Right.
And Pastor Jimmy spoke at the last one at St. Mary's. And so we're sitting there and I turn over and I look at
there's Jesus
on the cross. I'm like, oh my goodness, because a Bridge Church doesn't have that. So that was a little jarring for me. I wasn't expecting that. But it was absolutely lovely because they talked about the angels and the shepherds. And it was.
And what was the second church we were at? They had
Bethany.
A kick ass choir. They have been practicing, man.
We went to Zion Lutheran, Bethany, and then we went to Holy Ghost, which was beautiful.
And they did all the different stages of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, they talked about the angels and the shepherd.
Stage 2.
The wise men.
Stage 3.
And then Pastor Jimmy's sermon.
And I'm biased, but I think Pastor Jimmy was just the best.
Yeah, I do too.
I think whenever someone can bring in motorcycles, classic cars.
Well, he didn't talk about it. He talked about going to Santa Land with his brother.
But he brought in a classic 69 Chevelle.
Oh, yes.
I mean, with the he can describe the lights. And it's all, this is a guy's kind of pastor.
The Pastor Jimmy is an amazing storyteller. And you know how I feel about storytelling.
It's, like, it's all about
it. You paint the picture with your words, and he is very good at doing that. And so it was a lovely evening. However, the second church, the Wild Wild West song. Somebody
It was Once Upon a Time in the West.
Okay, so somebody did not turn off their phone. Yes.
I heard a couple. I also heard some like bird raven thing going. That was another ringtone. I heard a couple of ringtones.
But the what was it from the Western movie? I guess you got to learn how to whistle again.
I do.
But it didn't happen once. It happened twice. Yeah, I mean, like, if your phone is out, turn the
I know. Phone. I know. This is the worst. It's
distracting.
Yeah. So,
but it was lovely. And then we ran into your periodontist there.
Which was funny. Well, it was the Glenn who assisted with the surgery. And you said, look, it's Glenn. And I'm looking at him like, I know you, but.
Well, he turned because he goes, Tina. And I turned around and his wife's name is Tina. Yeah. So.
But I couldn't place him. It took me a second. I'm like, oh, of course. I've only seen you with a surgical mask on. Mm-hmm. Of course, I could see the eyes. Like, I know your eyes. I know. And he's a very young, very nice face to compare to what I thought he would look like with a surgical mask on. Yeah, because his wife is from, his Tina is from Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
They live
lovely people. Absolutely lovely. But it was a wonderful evening.
It was really cool.
It was really, I really enjoyed it. That's going to be an annual tradition for us. I do want to say too, now that we belong to a church, when I went on Sunday and playing the different Christmas songs, and it's a variation, you know, mm-hmm. from a traditional Christmas song. It has such a different meaning for me now. I mean, the whole experience of Jesus' birth is, and listening to these lyrics, I have a completely different experience about the whole thing. Like, for so many years, I just kind of, it was kind of rote, you know, just singing the songs. And now it's so different. I don't know how else to explain it.
I didn't even know about Emmanuel, man. I didn't know any of this stuff. I'm learning.
Or Yahweh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard of Yahweh because of just I've been around.
Oh,
but
I'm experiencing Christmas from a
very, very different perspective. It's so
lovely. And I love, love, love that we're going to be able to go to church service on Saturday on Christmas Eve together.
24th, yes.
I love that. It means so much to me.
And so I'm going to produce, certainly set up and produce, but I think he'll be able to be just fine. I'm getting him started. Pastor Jimmy's podcast.
Yes. Yes.
He can announce it and do all that, but I'm very excited. And I just want to tell my personal story is, when we decide to do this show, or pretty much whenever there's something that's important, I have a couple of people I need to call. And the first one is the Jeff Smith.
Oh, yes.
Jeff, who did our opening music for Curry and the Keeper. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we said, our personalities, and Tina would like it to be like Incubus. And, and boom, that's exactly what our
Nailed
opening
it.
Is.
Nailed it.
And so, I sent Jeff a message. I said, hey, man, here's what's going on. And he said, oh, wow, that's really cool. He says, what's the vibe? And, hey, I'd love to catch up. And so instead of saying, here's the direction for the music, I called him. I said, let me call you, man, because we haven't spoken in a while. And I've known Jeff for maybe 16, 17 years. Daily Source Code days.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He goes, well, Jeff goes way back. And we've always been in touch, and he's always in the value block split. So he gets, whatever satoshis that come from anything that we do on our show and a couple other shows, he gets a piece of that, which is what I say. Hey, man, you'll be a part of the future. That means pretty much very low money, but one day it'll work out and be great. And he's all in. But then he says... I called him on the phone, mm-hmm. and he says, hey, man, I've been in a whole bunch of worship teams. I was like, what? He says, yeah, worship teams. I said, worship team? You mean that's the Christian for band thing? Yeah. He says, oh, yeah. And his wife is writing a book and all this. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And we were exchanging stories, and he wanted to know about my story, which I don't know. You told me this. I don't know if you'd gone back and looked, but... this started to happen.
Episode seven,
which of course is a significant number,
the
striper number, which was I'm Fine was the title of the episode.
And I've always said that was my favorite episode. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. had COVID on that show because I was on my walk last week. And I said, I'm going to re-listen to that show because mm-hmm. I thought parts of it were so funny. And that was the show. Okay. I'll let you finish it. That was the show that we started talking about the Naomi Wolf article and the start of our journey.
Right.
And the show, the fact that it was number 7, just really, it was
amazing.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, so go ahead and finish your.
Well, no, and so I gave him the briefing, and it's been great. It's everywhere I turn, everywhere I look, it's like, wait, you're in the club too, really? I didn't know that.
You had no idea.
No, but I like it because people are not putting stuff in my face. No one's saying, oh, you have to be like this. You have to do this.
But it was surrounded and you didn't even know.
Surrounded.
Yeah. Oh my God. When you told me that, I was just blown away.
I got this really nice email. I sent it on to Pastor Jimmy. Hold on a second. Where was this? Because I just sent it today. Hold on.
You should be a little prepared.
I am prepared. It's just my search is a little short. Here we go. So this is from Gerard, just one of the No Agenda producers. Mm-hmm. And he says, Adam, glad you're feeling better. I listened to some Keeper Pods. So I'm already like, I'm not going to Keeper Pods.
Keeper Pods, show title.
Keeper Pod. It almost sounds like a sanitary napkin. Keeper Pod.
How do you get that, Adam? It's not pad.
I don't know.
Pod.
Pods. I'm sorry. Keeper.
Whatever, dude.
Adam, glad you're feeling better. Listen to some Keeper Pods. And as a follower of Jesus who quit church years ago, I checked out the Bridge Church and have been watching online, and it's helping me get my faith back. Oh, Merry Christmas from Jerry in Catskill, New York.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people follow. I know Brian watches the service, too, on sometimes, not all the time, but he does. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and we just donated two microphones for... For the audience, so we can hear everyone say amen.
Yes, that was one of your big things. You were like, I
can't hear anyone. No one's laughing at your jokes. Either they're really falling flat in the room, because I like them, or I'm just not hearing them. So we need some mics in there. So yeah mics are getting hung up. That's great. I just thought that was so lovely, cool.
Baby. I love that.
Just so much of this is taking place.
I know. And my friendship with Annette is just blossoming. My sister sent me a text message. She goes, I see I'm being replaced by Annette.
A little bit. Well, she needs to step up her game. Annette's got booze. She's got clothes. She got all kinds of cool stuff going
cheap
on.
Cheap clothes? No. They were clothes at discount prices. They're not cheap clothes. Very different.
I'm sorry. I want to thank Tim, who he emailed and he sent us a whole bunch of stuff in the P.O. box. Gospel music with the solos. You know, he sent like those 18 letters that he sent me,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
Want to thank him very much. We have a P.O. box now in Fredericksburg. If you'd like to take note, it is P.O. box 1849. Easy to remember. That's the California Gold Rush, 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. It's the only zip code here. We don't have any other zip codes in Fredericksburg, do we?
Nope, we
78624.
Don't.
78624, 1849. Send us whatever you want.
Yeah.
We really like that.
Yeah.
Ryan Hoskins.
Are we going into...
I'm just reading a couple of emails. These are not boostergrams yet. Just a couple of things I had on my list. Adam, I've been listening to Currying the Keeper. I've heard you start to become friends with the pastor at your church and you watch his sermons online. One thing I've been trying to figure out is how to help churches use all of the video they put online every week. I'd love to know why the leaky bucket analogy isn't up on YouTube Shorts right now.
Oh, that... Well,
good idea
for his podcast. Absolutely.
Well, but YouTube Shorts. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, this is they're trying to do TikTok.
Oh,
so doing YouTube Shorts. So what he's saying YouTube's- is how come no one's producing any of that? And I agree. You could do so much with that.
Yeah, but YouTube. I don't like YouTube.
Well, I have to watch the service on YouTube's.
Oh, that's right.
And it broke on Sunday, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And a big thanks to Amy and Dame Damey, actually. She sent us the Verite wine box with her husband.
That.
Yeah, talk about it. Yes. Talk about it, baby.
So we got a beautiful set of three bottles of wine, Verite wine.
This thing
wine.
Came in a wood box with a sliding top,
it's
and
such
it smelled
a lovely,
the business.
I promptly put it away so Adam doesn't drink it. Thank you, Amy. And so she sent us this beautiful card. And what I noticed on the card, of course, is Bryce and Zion, Bryce Canyon and Zion in Utah, which is where I'm going in October with eight other friends for our
with
hiking
your ladies,
trip.
Yes.
So I loved that. So I'd love to chat with you about that, Amy.
And we're going to be drinking some of that wine,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. Next week we're drinking it.
I mean, that's some good. You could actually keep that wine. It would be good in a decade.
I know. The box is so beautiful. But I want to read what she said. She said, Happy holidays, Adam and Tina. Please enjoy this Verite wine. I have chosen vintages that are drinking well now, but will continue to age beautifully for another decade.
Exactly.
Adam, thank you for the best gift, the gift of sanity. My husband and I bond over the best podcast in the universe. She's talking about No Agenda. Cheers, Amy, also known as Dame Damey.
And
Chris, also known as Baronet of the Sonoma Crush. And the coolest thing, I read their card, and they're having a baby girl in May.
Oh!
We love baby girls.
And they're going to name her Adam. I love it.
Adam? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All baby girls should be named Adam.
Oh, isn't that? It's so, thank you so much.
In May? Is that their first? Do we
yes,
know?
It is must be, yes, because there's no pictures of any kids on the front of the card.
Right, let me see the card. Let me see the card.
Oh, my gosh. That was such a lovely gift. We just got it yesterday.
Is she pregnant here? I don't think so.
No, she's due in May, so she's early.
She's just getting started.
She's just, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I bet you it's going to be a cute kid.
I want to talk about another gift that I got, too. Okay. So we get this gift in the mail. Thank you, honey.
What was this?
It says, I know it's not wine, but it will help get every last drop out of those tubes. I love this thing, and you are the only person in my life who can fully appreciate this. Also made in the USA. From Jenny Vinson. And what it is, it's a tube ringer. So you...
Oh, yeah.
You put the, oh, yeah. Because you know I'm Indian. Adam calls me Indiana all the time.
It kind of looks like a small
like
bear
a
trap. It looks like a bear trap, really. But you clench your tube in there, whatever it is, and you roll the tube
and
through it.
And you get
it.
The last bit of
this is a
moisturizer
device.
Toothpaste. And because that's me, I turn things over and it drives Adam crazy. I know it does, but he just deals with me.
So this is, and I appreciate this even more, the tube ringer. It's so typical American. Gill Mechanical Company, Eugene, Oregon, USA. God bless you guys. This is true American ingenuity.
Oh, I'm going to be using that, Jenny, for sure.
I love this thing.
Who are you?
But you know, I take that out. Yeah, you can fill that out. There's a survey, right? Oh. You can write to them. Write to them. You'll do that. This is. iTubeRinger.com. There you go. This is the kind of stuff. It's like my wallet. You know, I love that. This is American ingenuity to me.
Isn't it lovely?
We created the toothpaste tube because you know that's an American invention. And then we created the ringer to get the last bit out of it.
I love it.
That's a great gift.
That's speaking my love language.
You need to take a picture of that and put that on your.
Yes, I love that. That was very kind. So do you want to go into cork soakers?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Sure. Hello, everybody.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Cork soakers tonight. Hello.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
That's right. We are ready.
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Yeah, cork soakers. Everybody,
so appreciate everybody, and Merry Christmas to all the cork soakers out there.
Indeed. And if you really want to soak your coke, you want cork, coke, soak your coke, cork.
Soak your cork.
Is there any more of that one?
No.
No wonder. Then you will appreciate this is a podcasting 2.0 project. Which means we're really not available anywhere except on podcasting 2.0 apps.
I want to say that I ordered Ellen and her boyfriend's beef using my Bitcoin wallet.
And I'm so
I did
proud
it all by myself.
And you used Breeze, right?
I used the Breeze, yes. You promptly put money in my wallet and I went ahead and paid for it with Bitcoin.
I'm so proud of you. Is that your first real purchase?
Yes.
Your first real purchase?
Yes.
So get the Fountain app is really easy if you just want to get started. Excuse me. And they have all kinds of how-tos. And if you want to know more about value for value, you can always go to the website that I've built called value4value.info and learn more. But it's really the future. Advertising is not working for podcasts, mainly because of the content, of course. In our case, what advertiser would want to advertise with us? We want to be free to say whatever we want to say. And really it comes down to what you feel, the show is worth, and you can hand that back to us in any way, time, talent, treasure. Wine is also appreciated. If you can't send the wine, then do just like Brian did, Sir Brian with an I, who comes in once again, 50,000 satoshis for us.
Wow. And he's traveling too.
He says, just wanted to wish all of Vineyard Nation.
Oh,
he's coming with copy now. Vineyard Nation. I like it. A very Merry Christmas. Wanted to send a nice toy for Phoebe, but I know she's picky about what she chews on and Allison wasn't available.
And nice, Brian.
And that's not going to happen, by the way.
No, she's...
Do we mention...
Oh, we will talk about that after this segment.
Okay. I am Mr. Robot.
Oh, and I want to mention that Absurd Observation and Mr. Robot designed the artwork for today's show again.
So not just time and talent, but also some treasure with a row of threes, 33,333. Glad you're loving the artwork. We look forward to hearing the next Curry and the Keeper around Christmas while we have some wine in Hill Country. Cork Soakers United, I am a robot.
Woohoo.
Hashtag Cork Soakers United. Comic strip blogger, 33,015 Satoshis. Dear courageous Adam and vivacious Tina.
He said he had posted on Twitter, Tina's on the booze again.
Your effortlessly effervescent souls are invited to implore the Cork Soaker crew to join Gregory William Forsyth Foreman's exploratory efforts to remain informed and prepared for the Technopolis. Okay. It confused me. Be entertained and informed with AI.cooking, a podcast about artificial intelligence. Yo, comic strip blogger. Thank you, CSB. Been with me longer than anybody married to.
Yes.
We got Gene Everett coming in with 33,003. Adam sounds great, he says. I wasn't too worried, but it is the co-host of four of my favorite shows, so it would be a bummer if the voice went.
Well, and Adam's teeth did fall out on the first No Agenda, too.
That was crazy. Right at the donation.
And you hear them segment. Hit your desk.
Well, like clunk. It popped out. And what's so funny is I actually spit in Sarah's face today. I felt pretty bad because they took my teeth out. She's the assistant. And I'm like, yeah. And I saw it. I'm so sorry. She says, that's why I have the mask on. She says, don't worry.
Oh, did she have glasses on too?
I felt bad about it. Yeah, of course. Anyway, cheers to Tina and the Curry. I mean, Curry and the Keeper. Oh. See? It's like even I'm being eliminated. It's going to be Tina and the producer. Da, da,
da, da, What's his name?
Tina and the producer, whatever his name is. Sir Doug, 20,000 sats. Adam, glad to hear all went well. You sound totally normal. Tina, Zion is a magical place. You will love it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
SLC, 12345. We love that number. Welcome back. Wonderful to hear your level of enthusiasm. Thank you. C Dubs with 10101. Cheers. Happy healing, Adam says. This is Mo 5115, not sure. 10,000 sats. Thanks for another great show, Tina and Adam. Grape him in the mouth with a wine glass and a face emoji. 10,000 from Bubba. Careful there, grill master. Don't contaminate the burgers with hair products.
Oh, when I burnt my hair. Oh. Bubba, I met Bubba at the Kill It and Grill
It. Right. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Bubba.
He came up and said, I like your show. Your producer's okay, too.
Hey, Citizen with 6464, using Podverse, ACIM 64, let me not forget my function. I don't know what that means. I love you anyway. It was great to hear you back on the air. Great show, says user 33028, blah, 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 blah. You got to change that. 5,000 sats. Sir Michael, Tina, your producer sounds better than ever.
And he's pretty cute, too.
Mr. Robot comes in with another 4069.
Wow, thank
we got
you.
Second class citizen with 3,000 sats. Hey, Trooper and the Keeper. Good to hear you guys again. Adam, you sound exactly the same before the tooth work. Good to hear it went well. Here's 50 cents towards a No Agenda grill. You know you have to get one. The idea is too brilliant to pass up. Give that wonderful little Nazi nurse of yours a hug because she earned it. This is from Rita. So I actually
thank you,
Rita. I actually talked about that today with Doc Hollywood.
Oh,
I said,
you did you?
I said, "Hey, man, what does it cost to print another one of these teeth?" He said, "It's just a couple $100. It's really cheap." I said, "You know, I need to do a couple different versions." And I said, "Have you listened to the show?" He said, "No, I listened to this. I didn't listen to the whole thing because my kid, whatever." I says, fine. You might want to listen to it because we talk about you in a very flattering manner. But we're talking about a grill with like gold grill, like a hip hop grill and fangs. And he's like, oh, this is a great idea. We can do all of that. We can interchange them, whatever. He really got into it. And Sarah's sitting there like, this guy's insane. What's going on here? Like, yeah, I want to have No Agenda, top NO and No Agenda. Totally doable.
Yeah.
They can print it right out. Yeah, not a problem.
You mentioned that earlier.
I know, but I just wanted to say it again.
Okay.
You were like, oh, I can do it on Canva.
I thought there was something more to the story. Because you went from Nazi nurse. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Well, we all know who the Nazi nurse
yes,
is.
Yes, I know.
Dame Trish says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you both.
Dame Trish.
And Miss Phoebe, thanks for the laughs.
Thank you, Trish.
Glad you made it through surgery so well, says user 11-something-thousand. Took to YuckTuck 73. A boost, Sir Brian. Not that Brian, a different Brian.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Sir Brian. Then we got some PCP with multiple boosts. Got some sats on Fountain Bitches. Merry Christmas, Christina Pearl.
Oh, Christina.
So she's been earning sats by listening to other podcasts on Fountain and sending to us.
Nice.
Very, very
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, Christina.
Stravis says, boost. Euphrosinus. Can I send my teenage boy to this trainer?
What?
Someone wants to know if he can send his teenage boy to this trainer.
Oh, the training?
The Phoebe trainer. I actually think the e-collar is a good idea for kids.
It would probably
kids.
Work,
it's
for
probably
sure.
Probably a good idea. We've had teenagers. It's a good idea.
Probably work.
Another user with a number with a great show boost. Thank you very much. And God bless you, Adam. I send you my blessings and health for you since today for a long time. Great program. I salute you also to your celebrity. God bless you both. Okay, I'm not quite sure what you mean, but I know it's meant well, and we appreciate it. Those are our boostergrams. Please pick up one of those modern podcast apps, newpodcastapps.com. You can use Fountain. You can use Podverse. You can use CurioCaster. You can use there's at least 11 different apps. Fountain is real easy to understand, so you can use that to right off the bat. Send us a boostergram. Let us know how it goes. You don't even have to buy Bitcoin. You can earn it by listening to other podcasts and then send it to us.
I do think you need to do a universal decanting, though, because there's a lot of new people.
I agree. Here we go.
You've been decanted.
And please, people, send in your boostergram and ask to be decanted. We're happy to do individual
yes.
decantings.
Cork we do the, Soakers and Vineyard Nation, unite.
We do it. We do it on request. Absolutely.
So what do you have on your list over there?
I've been through my list. I've done everything.
I've got one thing.
You got one thing. How can that be?
I know. How long are we going?
There must be. Well, we got a couple more minutes. Allison's... Allison,
that's on my list. We made a love connection.
We're not so sure the connection is made yet, but we have an into.
We finally made the connection. Tommy the landscaper and Allison the teacher who got bit by Phoebe. We finally made the connection.
The connection.
Yes,
how did you do this? This came to because this was off the table and then it came back again.
Because Tommy was here. He was here watering the junipers that we just planted. Telling me about how you gave him the finger on your text message. He said he wanted to be on the show and he said you gave him the finger.
He goes,
your husband's mean to me.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Adam and Tommy banter back and forth.
We are good buds. We're good buds.
And so he was telling me about his date that he had in San Antonio and how he basically ignored her and she ended up leaving.
Yeah.
And then when
I think she was built to be ignored.
No, but when he came to plant the junipers, he was talking about his date who ended up, he only saw her from the neck up. And then when he finally met her, she was...
On the dating app.
She was not quite... Not quite represented the way that he thought she was going to be represented.
That's like my first Tinder date was 4'9".
She keeps getting shorter every time you tell this story.
She literally came in out of one of those cars, the clown cars. Fiat 500 with a whole bunch of people. I rolled out.
She keeps getting shorter.
She was short. She was half my size.
She's gonna be a little person.
Let's just put it this way. She could have easily gone to the Game of Thrones. Audition.
No. She wasn't a little person, was she?
Close. She was very, very, and not like tiny, just.
Yeah, people. Adam was on Tinder for a brief moment.
But enough about last month.
We've been together for 17 years.
So Tommy's like, Adam.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Let me back up. So
he back channels me on this shit. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's back channeling. But I said to him, I go, let me show you Allison. Let me show you. And he's like, oh, she's really cute. She's really, really cute. And I said, she is cute. She's got cute. She's, you know, in shape. She's in shape.
Age, they're the same age, aren't they?
No, she's 59 and he's 60. How old is he?
62.
60, yeah. And 67. So I said, Tommy, I need a picture. You need to send Adam a picture.
He sent me these pictures. All, like, I got here as a Rough Rider look. And well, but they got on the phone.
They connected.
And right away, they were clashing, of course, because, you know, I think she said, will you let me talk?
Well, they have both. They both have strong personalities.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is either going to be the best match made in heaven or worst disaster ever.
You kept saying, oh, I don't, this is not good. This is not good. This is just not good.
Two friends and a landscaper.
Why are you putting that self-fulfilling prophecy out there? Why are you doing that?
You don't know. It's not self-fulfilling until it's self-fulfilling. It was just a prophecy.
You don't know. It could be, you know, who knows? So I sent her his picture and she's like, eh, it's worth a try. She said, if anything, we'll be friends.
He is worth a try. Tommy is a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
He's a solid guy. And I bet he's really charming.
It's so funny. He's like, Tina, your husband's mean to me.
Oh, please. We saw him the other day. He came by and he was not in his regular clothes.
We talked about that. Yeah.
Right.
We were like, who are you, man?
Tommy, you look pretty good, actually.
Who are you?
Nah, I lose track of what we talked about.
So we'll keep up with the Tommy and Allison romance.
Yes, on the show.
Keep you all informed about how it's going. This is really my first matchmaker. I've never really matched people. So
it could be a whole business.
Yeah.
It's a whole new business opportunity for you. Matchmaker.
Yeah. I was thinking the other night about how we met, how we came together. It's a good story.
Yeah, we've told the story.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about it the other night. Like, oh yeah, I remember when you sauced me up on champagne.
No, that's not how we met and came together. That's how that was our third date.
Yes.
I'm like, third date time, people. Have you seen my stripper pole?
That's right. When I went to Adam's apartment, second date. So second date, we went out for sushi. Yeah. And then afterwards, we walked back to his apartment. Mm-hmm. And we went to his apartment and there's a stripper pole in the middle of his apartment. And I'm like, what the?
It gets even better when I say, oh, that's my daughter's. That's even funnier when I say my daughter's stripper pole. Yeah,
but what I was thinking about was at the time that we were texting back and forth, we hadn't gone out on our date.
I know exactly where this is going.
The one time you called me. Mm-hmm. And you called me at 11 o'clock at night. Did you have that ready? So Adam's talking to me on the phone, 11 o'clock at night. I'm working. I'm a professional. I'm like, this guy is a partier. This guy is out there. He is going to the Yellow Rose. He's living it up with the chicks. So he's talking to me on the phone and he's smoking from a bong and I hear the water. This is what I hear. Play it again. This is what I hear.
Sorry. With the lighter flicking too, right? You heard that part too. This is an actual recording from 7 years ago.
And he's like, hey, man. And I'm thinking, holy shit. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? And who am I now?
I know. Look at you. Yeah. You're Mr. Energetic. You have a task list. I looked over your task list and you know what I saw that warmed my heart immensely?
What was that?
Your prayer list. You had a prayer. I do. You have a prayer list.
I do. Yes. I learned this from Dave. Dave said,
my heart, I fell more in love with you when I saw that. Seriously.
Even though you
smoked the bong on the phone call, the first and only phone call we had when we were dating.
You saw my task list.
I saw your prayer list.
I do have a prayer list.
It was so beautiful.
This is something that Dave taught me.
He said, do you have a prayer list?
I said, no, what's a prayer list? He said, oh, man, you got to put people on your prayer list because you can't keep track of them after a while. I'm like, oh, this is a good idea.
And then anybody who just pops into your head, like, you know, when you
I just call them right away. Yeah, I know. I've learned the liturgy of the little things. I've learned all of this.
Anyway, so even though you were sucking on a bong,
I have a prayer list.
I fell in love with you.
Woo! All right, darling. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
No, I'm done.
I love you so much.
And I love you.
I look forward to two more weeks and then we'll do another show.
Okay, I'll be here.
It's a date.
It's a date. We'll be right back.
deeper.